Okay, for those of us getting started, welcome to the call. Tonight we are very lucky to have Steve Little join us, and he is actually hosting this event. Steve, many of you are familiar with him already, but for those of you who aren't, he's been building successful businesses for nearly four decades. In that time, he's enjoyed a multitude of successful ventures of virtually all kinds. Everything from his first commercial venture at age 13, ambitious, to several successful venture capital-backed software companies generating hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue, dramatic investment returns, and employing thousands of people worldwide, to wildly successful home-based businesses as well, which is always nice to be able to work at home. Steve, you've taught and mentored some of the most you've been taught and mentored by some of the most successful people in the industry today, and you have extensive experience and training, which has equipped Steve to teach others the secrets to achieving astonishing levels of personal and professional success. He's been sought after internationally. He's a recognized business leader, advisor, mentor, and coach. And most recently, you have introduced the Perfect Business Finder and the Perfect Business Finder Builder programs. And you've already helped over 35,000 people find and build businesses successes that truly deliver the lifestyle and financial rewards they deserve. And that's amazing. Steve, your mission is to improve the life of others, which is awesome. And another reason we're so glad you're on the call tonight. You're a like-minded success expert and definitely akin to Jack. And thank you for joining us on the call tonight.
Well, thank you, Marnie. And I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I'm actually a great fan of Jack's. And Jack, you and I got to chat on the phone just the other day. And we exchanged some thoughts that, you know, really amplified just how similar our view on what's going on really is. And folks, I want to introduce Jack. He's one of the most successful speakers and business consultants on the national and international scene. He's the author of the best-selling book, The DNA of Success, which hit the number one bestseller slot in the first 3 weeks it was out. It's now in 15 languages. Now, Jack was awarded the Presidential Medal of Merit by the President of the United States. That's an incredible honor. And he's been honored by the United States Senate for teaching Americans how to achieve better results in their personal lives and careers. He has been interviewed on over 2,000 radio and TV talk shows. And really, Jack's story is that he's overcome huge barriers and limitations to achievement and has accomplished impressive personal and business success. And that is what has qualified him to teach others how to achieve the same success in their own careers and personal lives. His concept about achievement has never really been taught before, and tonight he's here to share with you the process that changed his life and transformed him into the successful entrepreneur, the big money earner, the highly sought-after speaker and trainer all over the world. So, Jack, thanks very much for participating tonight and sharing what you have to share with our audience.
Thank you, Steve. That was really a good introduction. Jeez. Maybe I guess it's good if I write it, huh? You know, one thing that I'm really pleased with about that introduction is that the United States Senate, the day they acknowledged me for helping Americans achieve more, they took the flag that was flying over the Capitol that day, took it down, and gave it to me. So I have that flag wrapped up in, or folded up in one of those beautiful flag display cases, and a certificate from them saying what it's for. So that means a lot to me to have that.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, and you know, these people who are sharing with us tonight obviously came on board because and want to hear because there's some kind of relationship they have with you. They love you. They trust you. They might have purchased your products or D, all of the above. And I appreciate that from you and helping me get my message out to the world. In fact, if I recall, when they got some information from you, there was a link. Wasn't there a link for them to be able to watch a video the subject we're talking about tonight, invisible barriers?
That's right. That's exactly
right. I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah. So Jack, you know, that's really a great place to start off. And, you know, the obvious question is, you know, what are invisible barriers and how do these affect me or keep me from achieving the maximum success in my life or in my business?
Well, it's interesting you would ask it like that, because even as successful as you've been, you had invisible barriers too. Me too. No one goes through life without an invisible barrier. And sometimes we don't let them stop us. We just plow through stuff anyway. But more often than not, and this is one of the reasons this is such a big hit for what I do, is that people don't plow through them, and those invisible barriers stop them just like a plexiglass wall that they cannot see, and they're trying to run through it to get to the other side, like to the other end of the street or the other end of the field, and they can't figure out why they can't get there when other people are over there, and they're saying, what am I doing wrong? And they might even be doing the same thing. They're carrying the same kind of ball. They got the same kind of cleats on, you know, and they're on the field, and yet some people, and this happens a lot in business, some people are making a ton of money, and they're not.
Right.
Or their relationships aren't working. Other people's are, and they're going, and this is the part I'm sad about, is they start to question, what's wrong with me? And what's, you know, I must be deficient in something. I must be an ignorant person, or I must be stupid. And in other words, there's no good conclusion they draw about themselves. So they go out and they buy books and they buy CDs and they buy all kinds of things to try to help them find it. And, whoa, if they do, that's great. But more often than not, they don't, because they have 200 or 150 books at home to prove they haven't found it yet. or CD programs or courses and whatever they did to spend time and energy and money on trying to find out what they need to go from point A to B, or in some cases D to E or E to F, wherever they are in their progress. The invisible barriers, and I've got a list of 55 of them. I'm not going to name them all. I'm just going to pick out some of the big ones so everyone can relate to the concept. And on my video, I talked about fear. Everybody knows fear is invisible, but it can sure stop you. Fear of failure, fear of other people, fear of ridicule, fear of criticism, you name it. Fear is invisible, but it can stop you. Sometimes people don't know why they're afraid. That's the deeper invisible barrier. What if I can help everybody who's on the call tonight not only identify the fear, because they pretty much can do that real easily. I'm scared to get in front of people, or I'm scared of this, or whatever they're afraid of criticism. Doesn't matter what they're afraid of. What if I could help them get rid of it, because I can get to the invisible barrier that's behind that invisible barrier and destroy it? Then,
well, I think that would be pretty promising, Jack.
Yeah. Well, here's another one. I'm just going to name off a bunch of them so that people get the idea of what invisible barriers look like. How about
this
one? A lot of women have this one. Can't say no. Or perhaps they were abused as a child and there's scars and remnants of actions and protectiveness and control issues that came from that. Wrong or limiting paradigms, marriage issues of all kinds, communication issues. How about thinking that they have to be Superman or Superwoman? And maybe in some cases, like in business, they are, but the rest of their life's in the toilet. Here's another one. I don't really know why I'm not successful. I've tried this, I've tried that, and I just can't figure out the missing link or the missing piece. Here's one that everybody relates to, shyness. Lack of confidence or lack of happiness. Why? There's an invisible barrier there that's causing those things. How about this one? They hate their career, but they can't leave. Why? Well, because the career's paying them a certain amount of money, and they need that money, so they can't leave. So why haven't they made a choice to change that? Why haven't they listened to you about finding the right business? You know, why? That's the invisible barrier. Here's a couple more. Unclear about what path to take. Let's assume they have five choices. Even with your expertise, they might still be confused about what path to go on. That's an invisible barrier. Here's one that a lot of people have, being a perfectionist. Wow, that can create all kinds of problems in people's lives. Always on the tightrope. Can't really relax and enjoy life. Can't stop to smell the roses. That's an invisible barrier as to why are they a perfectionist. I don't want anybody to not be good at what they do. They should be perfect at whatever they do if they can. But the problem is most people cannot not do that. And so they don't dare make a mistake. If they make a mistake, they feel awful. So being a perfectionist keeps them less than pleasant, less than peaceful, less than happy. Here's one more. Lack of proper knowledge on success principles or on success attitudes or characteristics. Ignorance is not bliss. That's an invisible barrier. Those are just about five or seven or eight out of 55 that I've identified. And all of us have a little bit of some of them, if not a lot of all of one or two of them. Any one of these, if it's big enough, can interfere with, if not outright stop, our ability to be highly successful, peak performer. Or if you're a peak performer in one arena but not another, it's probably because one or more of these invisible barriers exist. So that was a long answer to a short question, is what are they and how can they keep me from achieving maximum success? Here's the bottom line answer. If you lack confidence, it's an invisible barrier. That'll stop you from taking the right action or any kind of action, or you'll only take a little bit of action. A little bit of confidence, a little bit of action. A lot of confidence, a lot of action. And oftentimes you don't have the confidence because the risk factor is so big, so you're afraid of the risk, the failure. There's no such thing as no risk in anything. I don't care whether you get in your car and drive to the grocery store or to getting married or start a business. Everything has a risk. And a lot of people, including jobs now, every job is at risk today.
That's true enough.
So there you go, is a long answer to a short question. Sorry about that.
No. That's a great answer, and I appreciate you sharing it. You know, you mentioned as you got started there that I must have had some of these. I think that has to be present tense. I'm sure that I still do have, because there's a lot of things that I want to get done that aren't getting done, you know, so things are blocking me. And I think that happens to a lot of people. They get blocked by a lot of things, and you know, I see people all the time sabotaging themselves. And you know, why do you think this is? And, you know, what's that all about?
Well, sabotage, people misunderstand that terminology. That means that they will start down a path, and then when they look like they're getting ready to be there where they want to go, get to the end result, they will do something, shoot themselves in the foot to sabotage the end result. And if that's really where they're coming from, and many times it isn't, they think it is, but it isn't. But if it is, all we got to do is trace it back to the invisible barrier that makes them afraid to go ahead and get that. And I'll give you a good example. Money. A lot of people say they want money. But when it gets down to what it takes to make it happen, there's a lot of people who actually deep down inside feel like they're either not worthy of the money or that it will ruin them, because they've seen it ruin other people's lives, and so they have this invisible barrier that says only so much.
Right. You know, we see a lot of that frequently with the folks that we work with. I sort of call those issues money madness, and, you know, it really has to do with deep-seated or often subconscious beliefs about whether or not you're deserving or worthy or even responsible enough and capable enough of managing money and those kinds of things. And while those aren't the thoughts that you have sort of consciously, you know, staring you in the face, when someone looks at you and says, no, I really do want $1 million or whatever, they mean it. But what they don't recognize is there's just something going on at a different level, at an invisible level.
Well, here's one of the things they give themselves labels, and one of them is justa. You ever heard anybody say, well, I'm just a carpenter, I'm just a wife, I'm just a mother, I'm just a pick and salesman, I'm just a doctor, although most doctors don't say that. But when they actually get with me and they were talking personal stuff, they can really do well when they're taking care of patients. But oftentimes the rest of their life isn't in good shape. You know,
a lot of doctors will tell me that, you know, they'll use that in the context of, I'm just a doctor, I'm not a businessman.
Yeah. And so the term justa has been applied by millions and millions of people. I used to have that justa. And I've taken a paradigm shift on that, and this is the kind of thing I want to bring to not only tonight, but what we're going to tell people about how to get past all this stuff tonight. I have the paradigm that we are just a human being. That's what we are, justa. And a human being learns all kinds of things, how to ride a bike, drive a car, be a carpenter, be a doctor, a dentist, speakers like you and me. We learn those things because we have the ability to learn. And so what we are is just a human being. I have helped people who have gone from cowardice and intimidated by other people to black belts in karate, because I have a black belt. I've helped people overcome issues that are so big that it's destroying their family. For example, there's a guy that says to me, actually his wife calls me on the phone and says, my husband is, we've been married 15 years and he's out looking for an apartment. We're splitting up. Jack, can you help me? We've got 5 kids. I don't want my family to go to heck in a handbasket. But I don't know what to do. I'm just, and she filled in a blank with several things like, you know, I'm a home, a homemaker. I am a mother. I'm a great wife. And she's had some home-based businesses, but she wasn't really successful at it. And so she justified herself a lot. And I told her, as we got into this, what, and by the way, she was a stranger to me. I'd met her one time at a convention, and that was it. And she calls me out of the clear blue, asked for help. I was her last-ditch effort to save her family. And I told her one of the things I'm pretty good at is helping people really fast. I can get fast results because I can drill to the truth. And my main mentor said, if you know the truth, it'll set you free. So I went to the truth with her about what was going on. I said, okay, when your husband comes home, is he coming back? Yeah, he has to come back. He's just looking for a place to live right now. Everything's here. Okay, when he comes back, say this to him. She said, he'll just get mad. I said, well, then don't say it. What'd you call me for if you're not going to follow my advice? You know, I always put the ability to grow back on them. I'll hold their hand a little bit. And because everybody has that power. That's the cool part. So she said, okay, I'll do it. And when he came home, she immediately said to him, and by the way, part of it was, and when he gets through talking to him and tell him what I say to tell him, which was like two or three sentences, have him call me. She said, he's sick and tired of talking to therapists. We've spent thousands of dollars on therapists for the last 10 years. In fact, our last therapist says, you guys don't have a chance of a snowball in hell, get a divorce. That was his last bit of advice to him after going to him for two or three years. She said, this guy's not going to go to any more therapists and not going to call you. I said, well, then don't say it to him. Oh, all right. So bless her heart, she was teachable, and she had huge invisible barriers getting in the way, but she was willing to follow my advice in blind faith. She says it to him literally 2 minutes after she told him what to say. I mean, she told him what I told her to say. He calls me. And I talked to him no more than, I'm going to say, exaggerating, 20 minutes. More like 10 to 15 minutes, but let's say 20 minutes. I found out where he was going, what was going on in his life, why he was where he was, and what he was feeling, and et cetera. And he was willing to tell me everything, because he was quite skilled. And I'd been to a lot of therapists. He knew the right answers. Well, one of the things that I've learned is how to get to the truth, because it'll set you free. Well, I said to him, let me show you a miracle. Here's what I want you to do. And I told him what to go do with his wife right now after you hang up from me. He said, you got to be kidding. She'll just get mad. She won't believe anything. I said, well, what do you got to lose? Okay, do you want to save your family or not? He says, I would love that. But, and everybody has but, I said, go do it or not. And so he said, I'll do it. And I said, call me back. Here's what I told him to do. I want you to go take your wife. Her name was Corky. Short name. Her real name was Corinne. But Corky, he goes and gets Corky by the hand, walks her over to the couch, says, I want to tell you something. Please sit down. She sits her down on the couch. He's still holding one of her hands. I told him to take both hands in both of her hands in his, and I want you to kneel on the floor in front of her while she's sitting on the couch. And I want you to look right at her, and I want you to say these things into her eyes. Say these words while you're looking in her eyes. And he did it. He was really obedient. He did want to save his family. And what happened next, he said, was magical. He said, she started to cry.
Yeah.
And then he started to cry. And he said, I put my arm around this woman that I had been calling a witch with a B prior to that, and I held her, and we just sat there and sobbed. And then he came back to the phone after telling me all this. He said, Jack, help us. And I did. And now, jump ahead. That was 15 years ago. Jump ahead. She has now written a book, and people now say to her and him, we wish we had a relationship like you. What do you guys do to have such a great relationship? She's now written a book, which I wrote the foreword for, on marital relationships. And she's now holding weekend retreats or day-long trainings on how to have a wonderful, perfect relationship with your spouse. And before that, they were getting ready to flush their marriage down the toilet. That's what invisible barriers cause and how quickly you can get past them if somebody who's skilled knows how to do it. And therapists are not skilled to do that. By the way, I'm going to share something I probably shouldn't say in public venue, but I'm going to take the risk anyway. I've had therapists tell me, psychologists and psychiatrists tell me that they can't afford to get the fast results that I get. Because I've had them in my class, they come to learn from me how to get the kind of results I'm getting, and they have PhDs, and I have a high school degree. I barely got out of high school, and they're coming to learn from me. And once they see what I can do, they confess to me privately that they have a problem with getting fast results. Do you know why? Because they make $100 an hour, and if they can stretch you out over 6 months or a year, they make money. if they solve your problem right away, they got a problem. They got to replace you. That makes me just sick to my stomach. I said to one guy, how can you sleep at night? If you have the ability to help somebody but drag it out, shame on you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got off on a little bit of a tangent.
No, I get that, totally. You know, well, we don't need to go into that any further. It's tragic.
Yep, not necessary, which is one of the reasons, and I hate to say this, it's kind of like blowing my own horn, but it's made me popular for several reasons. I have done it, I understand what I'm doing, and I can get fast results like that, and everybody wants fast. There's two ways to do this, you know, do business or do solve problems, slow or fast. Everybody wants fast. And so I say, okay, we can fast forward. You're a Lamborghini. You've been riding around in first gear. Let me show you how to shift to second, fifth, and sixth gear. And we can do that quickly. And they always want that. And if they embrace what I teach them, they go there. And now that Lamborghini, that human being, is able to go as fast as they want.
So by analogy then, Jack, what you're saying is that these limiting beliefs, these invisible barriers, probably better stated, really hold you back, right? They source these fears and keep people from really facing up to what's stopping them.
Yes, even though, and the reason I call them invisible because you can't see them and almost always can't feel them. It's like the invisible glass I mentioned, the plexiglass. You can see through it. You can know there's gold at the end of that there road there, or whatever you want, peace, joy, happiness, freedom. And yet you keep bumping up against something.
You know, it's really interesting because, of course, we see this frequently as people enter our program. And it's really one of the reasons why I created the program, which is very similar in this dimension, in this aspect. Is that, you know, they'll just keep trying harder without dealing with the real issue, and which is why I say, and very similar to what you say, Jack, that, you know, the things that generate success aren't the things you think they are. They're not things like better marketing plans and, you know, better sales technique and those things. I mean, those are important mediums of business, but the things that really empower you to create the success you want are the things you're describing, is really creating or understanding how do you break through the things that we all have that keep us from accomplishing what we want.
That's a good example. Let me give you some real-life stories, two quick stories like that, because you can teach somebody the how easily. There's lots of how-to information available from really good experts out there. But if there's an invisible barrier in the way that's bigger than that, that information isn't going to get applied. Let me give you a really cute example. I had a karate studio for years. I'm a black belt in karate, and so I ran a karate studio for several years. A mother brought in her 6-year-old boy to help him learn karate so I could teach him karate with the idea of helping him get confidence, self-esteem, because that's one thing karate does for little boys. So I remember kneeling, I'm on both my knees in front of this little boy, holding up my palms, my hands, and I showed him how to make a fist, and I was having him punch my bare hands, and he was punching it just like a little 6-year-old boy can. But all of a sudden, he looked like he was not only disinterested, but he looked really unhappy, like he was about to cry. And I said, and I just dropped my hands and said, what's the matter? And he just looked at me, and he's really crying. And through the tears, he just blurted out, I just want to go play with my friends. I don't want to do karate. And it doesn't matter how good I am. I knew black belt, man. I knew how to do karate. I could teach him. But doggone it, his little heart wasn't in it.
Right.
The invisible barrier was, I don't want to be here. So I took him by the hand and took him out to his mama, and I explained to her what happened. I said, he's not ready.
Right.
Now, another example of that, and this is something I do that no other speaker on the planet does. I teach my concepts. I can show people in an hour what needs, an hour and a half, what needs to be done. And then I say, would you like to see it work? And I can actually demonstrate on stage what I just told them works. And I always ask for volunteers. Well, one day in Florida, I did this on a Saturday, and there were probably 500 people in the room. And there was a woman sitting on the front row. When I asked for volunteers, she jumped off that chair like somebody had stuck her in the butt with a pin. And she was maybe 8 feet away from me, and it was only a 18-inch high rider. So she jumps up on stage, and she says, I'm here. I'm ready. Okay, so I asked her this question. if you could have whatever you wanted, what would it be that you're not getting? And she'd already been told and taught by me from stage how to identify what you want with all your heart. And she's supposed to tell me what that is. And she said, financial independence. And I turned to the audience and I said, now measure that. I had already taught them how to measure it on a scale from 1 to 100. If it's not 100, it isn't going to happen. I don't care how good the teacher is. I learned a long time ago it's not the teacher that matters. It's the student. If the student's hungry, the teacher will teach them and the student will go make magic happen, right? But
right.
Anyway, she said financial independence. We all said, that's not 100. And she stomped her foot on the floor. She says, how dare you tell me that? I want financial independence. I've wanted it my whole life. Now, she was probably 29 years old. And she said, you don't know me. And now she became argumentative and not teachable. So rather than argue with that, I just said, if you had financial independence, what would that give you that you don't have? And she this time wasn't so argumentative. She immediately glanced at the guy she was sitting next to on the front row and didn't say anything. Right before that, she'd been talkative and outgoing and even vehement, and all of a sudden she's very thoughtful. She looked at the guy, she doesn't answer, and I noticed she looked at him. I said, does it have anything to do with him? The guy you're sitting next to, and she didn't speak. She just nodded her head. So I said, could I bring him on the stage? And the guy's going, no, no.
Yeah, right.
Well, he came up on stage, and I said, what would you like to have regarding him that you're not getting? This time she didn't answer quickly or vehemently. She looks at the floor, and she said, when she looked up, tears running down her face, she said, I just want him to set a date for our wedding.
Uh-huh.
I looked on her left hand. There's no engagement ring. I looked at him. I said, did you ask her to marry you? And he said, yes, I did. Do you love her? Oh, she's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you. I love her with all my heart. And you, how long have you been engaged? He said, 6 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And the whole audience did that. You know, oh, my goodness. And it embarrassed him. And I said, why haven't you asked her to marry you? And he said, I'm afraid to get married and start a family until I have enough money to take care of them.
Oh, my gosh.
So I turned to her and I said, did you know this? And she said, no, invisible barrier happening right here called lack of communication. And I said, would you marry him as broke as he is? She says, I love him with all my heart. I would marry him. Would you marry him if he doesn't have any money? She said, yes, I already told him I would marry him. So I then said, will you two guys, by next Saturday, they've got 7 days, will you set a date to be married within the next 90 days? And he said, yes. And while he's saying yes, she throws her arms around my neck and is jumping up and down and screaming, you're a miracle worker. And
right.
It wasn't about miracle working. It was about discovering invisible barriers, destroying them. And look how fast that happens. And I think it was about a little over 90 days later, I got the announcement that they had been married.
Well, and it wasn't about the money either then.
No.
Right? So
but that, now take it back. Take it back. She wanted financial independence, so what? So she could get married.
Yeah,
well, she
no,
found
exactly.
out she could get married without financial independence, because
yeah.
a lot of us young folks did get married without financial independence,
yeah.
and we worked to get it.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, that's we see that so frequently, and it's such a common occurrence. And you know, what happens is people have experiences, and they make decisions about what the experiences mean, and then they live the rest of their lives as if the experiences, as if those decisions were really the truth, right? And so a lot of those decisions
yep.
were made when you were like 5, and so they may not be true, right? So,
yeah, and it could
you know.
Have been when they were 25 and they started
yeah.
a business and failed, so they feel like, I don't have what it takes. One woman said, I'm not cut out to be a businesswoman. So
right.
I asked her, Mary, when you were cut out, what were you cut out for? And she had to laugh because she said, I guess anything I want to be. I said, bingo.
Right.
So let's
right.
go back to that rather than letting any failure determine what you're going to be or not. It's like I've wrecked my motorcycle several times, but I still can ride motorcycles. I've had 2 or 3 car accidents. I still drive cars.
You know, Jack, this this reminds me of the stories you just told remind me a little bit of that old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Yeah.
From the context of, you know, what you just demonstrated in those illustrations is that knowing how to ask the right questions or question the givens, so to speak, You're empowering people to shift their perspective enough that, you know, it prepares them for something more, something that's coming next, right? And
yeah.
That then equips them to say, hey, you know, I'm ready to be taught. What's next?
Well, that's a great segue for what actually happens next, because those three examples I gave you, except for the little boy, the karate story, there are other stories. I got thousands of stories I could relate, but where people got to the point where they understood the truth, and now they were freed up from the old decisions and the old way of thinking, the limited paradigms or the confidence issues were now handled. The invisible barrier has been destroyed. That's what I like to do. Is it's like a dam. It stops water. And if we blow up the dam, the water can flow. An invisible barrier is the dam, and we're going to blow that dang thing up so no one is limited in their flow. Well, when somebody gets the truth and they embrace it and they're no longer hindered by that limiting or invisible barrier, something happens inside them. It happens to all of us. It's not unique to any one person. All human beings have this. At that point, they have only two things they have to learn to become highly successful. And the first one is they got to know what they want with all their heart. And that's really easy to help people learn that. That's what why my book's a bestseller and why my seminars are popular. I speak all over the world on that subject alone, because 97% of the people out there don't know the answer to that. They say financial independence, but they don't mean it.
Right.
It's something else. And when they've identified a core desire, there's something that kicks in automatically that's in every human being. It's God-given, and I call it the conquering force. Some people say it's power, God-given power. Well, I don't like the word power because it's too much used. I use the word conquering force because the word conquer implies you'll overcome something. And the dictionary's definition of the conquering and of the word conquer and force is the ability to overcome all obstacles and barriers in your way through physical, mental, or moral force. That's why I use the conquering force. And that's inside every human being. Every human being has overcome all kinds of barriers and obstacles throughout their lives. Everybody did. We learned to walk because of it, and ride a bike, and drive a car, and all kinds of things we learn, get degrees, etc. Every one of us have already used this conquering force. However, most people don't use it at will. They didn't know that they could plug into it. It's like plugging into a wall socket. You can plug your ability to make things happen. You can plug into it and release this conquering force so that any obstacle or barrier that's in your way, you will destroy it. However, if it's invisible, you can't. If you don't know what it is, it doesn't matter how much power is there. You will not be able. It's like I have this huge, powerful computer, and there's a lot of it I don't know how to make work. It's not because I can't learn it. It's because I haven't been willing to take the time to learn it. And I learned what I need to know, but I haven't wanted to become like my three kids have, and they're geniuses on it. So the conquering force comes into play, and that conquering force then gives people the ability to accomplish whatever they want, and I call it peak performance. Peak performance could be, and it doesn't necessarily mean in athletics. It can, but it could be in peace. Let me give you an example about that. There was a woman who came on stage, one of the volunteers I asked for, and when I asked her, what would you like to have that you're not getting? And she wasn't a happy camper, by the way. She was there to try to learn how to get more out of her life, and that's why I enjoy this business so much, is helping people. It's my mission. Anyway, I asked her, what would you like to have that you're not getting? She was probably 50-ish, 45 to 50 years old. She said, financial independence. I immediately said, that's not 100. She said, yes, it is. I want it with all my heart. I said, no, it's not. And I knew why, and I knew how to evaluate that. She said, well, how can you say that? Well, if you had financial independence, what would that give you? What would you do that you can't do now? Instant answer again. She said, oh, I'd travel. I just love to travel. I said, that's not 100 either. It's like a drill question. The first question is, what would you like to have? The second one is the drill question to drill down to the core. I call it a core desire, the truth. She said, I love to travel. I said, no, I believe you love to travel, but it's not a core desire. It's not 100 on the scale. If you could travel, what would that give you? This time, she looks at the ceiling. It's quiet for a second. It wasn't an instant answer again. And then she said, peace. Quietly into the microphone that I was holding to her mouth. Peace. I said, now you're getting close, because I know for a fact that when somebody said they want peace, they don't have it. So something's not okay. Something's not peaceful. And so I said, if you had peace, what would that give you that you don't have? This time she looked at the floor. I notice when people are trying to figure things out, they look up. When they're paying attention to their heartfelt feelings, they look down.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at the floor, and she was silent for maybe 12, 15 seconds. When she looked up, tears were streaming down her face, and she could hardly hold back the sobs. And she said, "I'd be getting along with my husband."
Wow.
Turns out that she and her husband had been at loggerheads for maybe 10 or 15 years, been married quite a while, but they weren't happy. And so I told her how she could create that. I said, "Do you want to learn how to get past that?" She said, "I'd give anything." "Really, anything?" "Okay. Well, then you're going to have to do what I tell you to do, and that's all I'm going to ask. I want nothing more from you. Just go do what I tell you to do." And so I told her what to say to her husband, and she went and did it. He wasn't there at the seminar. She went and did it. She left the seminar right then. And then she came back like 45 minutes later because he was close by, and she said, "This is amazing." I thought he would just get mad, but he didn't. And she told me, told us all, the whole group, all the success that she had with him. And 6 or 8 weeks later, she's following up with me. And then 2 or 3 years later, she's still following up with me and telling me how wonderful her life is. I said, "So are you financially independent?" She says, "No." "Are you traveling?" "I don't want to travel anywhere without my husband, so not so much because we don't have money. I just want to be with my husband."
Right.
"So do you have peace?" She said, "I've never known this kind of peace. Thank you, Jack." And that is the power of truth and the conquering force.
That's incredible, Jack. That's amazing, amazing stuff.
And it's fast results. So many people stay stuck forever. There was a woman in one of my weekend retreats who was my oldest student ever. I think she was either 80 or 82 years old. And she was a quite healthy lady and quite dynamic and outgoing. And after learning what she did in that weekend, she said to all of us, crying, she said, "I wish I had known this when I was young. I wouldn't have been so unhappy the last 65 years of my life." She'd been unhappy more than longer than anybody in the class had been alive.
Right.
And I'm saying to the world, you don't need to be limited like that, let alone that unhappy. If you're a superstar and you're great at some things, I've had multimillionaires come spend time with me, and I've had doctors and lawyers. I've had every kind of person come to me, from broke to rich, and everywhere in between financially and everywhere in between in relationships. And they come to me in my weekend retreats to get more, to get help, to get unstuck, or if they're functioning, like this guy was multimillionaire, money wasn't an issue. And he thought he was going to come and learn how to invest money better and take his business even further. Well, it turned out that he and his wife were not so happy, but he didn't know it. And his wife was there. And when the class was over, he just wept. I mean, this man said, "I had no idea. I was wealthy in one area of my life and bankrupt in another, and I didn't know it. And, Jack, you gave me back my life and my wife."
That's fantastic, Jack. Really amazing stuff. You know, I had a number of these kinds of experiences throughout my career. Well, through my life, really. It's not so much career. But I had a lot of success as a business executive. I was running, you know, very, very successful companies, making an awful lot of money. Had, you know, lots of stock options and very profitable enterprises and so forth. And, you know, on the outside, anyone would have bet any amount of money that, you know, I was one happy dude, right? But the truth of the matter is I was horribly miserable. And the people who have on the phone who have been through my program know this story, because I tell it within the context of the program. That, I mean, imagine someone making millions of dollars a year who literally cries on his way to work every day. You know, I'm not ashamed to say it, but that's the way it was. It was horrible. Now, fortunately, I have a wife who, you know, was willing to just, you know, cowboy up, if you will, and make the best of what we had and stand by me until I figured it out. And in my case, it was a trip to Africa that sort of smashed all the barriers that I didn't know were there. And on the way home, I made some really significant changes in the way I looked at the world. And, of course, the results have been phenomenal in my life. And really, that was a turning point for me that said, you know, this is what really needs to get out there. I mean, people need to understand this.
I did not know that about you, Steve, but I think that's awesome that you would share that with the world. And I want to make the listeners very clear that you don't have to have wealth to be there. I know people making $45,000 a year, and they cry on the way to work, not because they're not making money, but because they're not happy. They feel stuck. They feel less than fulfilled. There's no reason for anybody to live like that. And I can tell you that in 2.5 days, they can change that, because that's what I do in my weekend retreats, 2.5 days, Friday night to Sunday night, and people go home like you did with your African trip, which is very, very expensive, a whole lot more expensive than my weekend retreat. Guys, you don't have to go hunting safaris or hunting animals or with photographs or bullets to be able to make a change. But the point is that I am absolutely convinced, and I've been doing this for 20 years, that you can make, anyone can make major and fast changes in 2.5 days when the right environment is there. And the first thing that has to be there is somebody says, I am ready. I want to change. And they mean it, but they don't have an idea of how to make it happen. And maybe they've spent time and money on other things that did not work, so they go and buy time, spend money on more other things.
Right.
Well, I don't think they need to do that. Once they understand invisible barriers and learn how to blow up every dam that gets in front of them, when they have that skill, there's nothing that will stop them. I don't care what it is they want to become. Except
well,
maybe this. They're probably not going to be able to become an astronaut, or I'm not going to be a pro football player. I'm 60 years old. I'm not going to be a pro football player. So if I said that's what I wanted, it wouldn't be about that. In fact, there's a true story about a young man who was in a wheelchair who said to me in one of my seminars, Jack, I really appreciate everything you're saying. Sounds great, but it's a lie. It's a lie, at least for me. Because you're telling me once I identify what I really want, it'll unleash my conquering force, and I can then accomplish whatever I want. And I said, that's the truth. And he said, not for me. So I had him brought to the stage, and four really strong young men picked him up in his wheelchair and put him on stage, which was like a 3-foot-high stage. I knelt down beside him with a microphone and asked him some questions. What would you like to have that you're not getting? And he told us about football. He wants to play pro football. And it's not possible because he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Right.
And the audience thought I was going to maybe perform a miracle, like rise and walk. You know, I'm not that good. I'm good, but I'm not that good. Anyway, I found out that he loved football with a passion that was way beyond most people's. I mean, he was into it. He knew the stats of every player. He knew everything. And I said, why do you love football so much? Well, he disclosed to us that in his high school years, he wasn't paralyzed. He was a quarterback in high school, and he was breaking records. And he was being looked at by 5 colleges and was finally offered a full scholarship for football. And he picks one, and he goes to college, and he's doing it again. He's written up in the papers. He's got girls hanging his arm on his arm. He's really popular, and he's being searched out now and scouted out of the term by the pros while he's in college. And when he was about 22 years old or 21 years old, he gets in a car accident and broke his back. End of that whole experience. Now, he tells us that with kind of like just fact, matter of fact. There was not a bunch of emotion about it. But I have the ability, God has given to me the ability to see clearly where people really are. And that gives me the ability to really help them. And I said, What if I could show you how to have all those feelings you had when you were playing football in high school and college, like being popular, being important, being written up in the papers, maybe even breaking a record or two? What if I could show you how to feel all of those feelings again, only this time without a football? What happened next shocked the audience and me. He dropped his head to his chest. His chin is on his chest, and he starts to cry. And I mean sob. He couldn't stop crying for about 2 or 3 minutes, which was an eternity when you're running a seminar. But finally, and the audience was patient with him, and finally he was able to wipe away his tears. And he said, if you could do that for me, I'd be eternally grateful. So I told him some truths that he had to understand, and he embraced them. Now, I want you to jump ahead with me about 6 or 8 months. In the newspaper in Denver, where I live, and I think it's every major city in the U.S., in the Sunday paper is a magazine called the Parade magazine. Do you guys get that there? It's part of your magazine or part of your newspaper on Sunday?
Yeah, we do.
It's just an insert. But anyway, it had a cover story showing 4 or 5 people rappelling down a cliff. One of them had a wheelchair strapped to them. It was this guy.
Yeah, how about that?
He's now going around the world teaching people how to deal with whatever life throws at you.
Sure. Sure.
Amazing. And it didn't take him very long to figure out how to change that. In fact, it took one seminar with me. The truth indeed will make you free if you embrace it. But it's got to be the right truth. I couldn't teach him how. He wasn't interested in making a lot of money. I mean, if I'd have taught him that, it would have been nice information, but that's not where his heart or his need was.
Right.
So we got to go to where the people really are and then show them what's keeping them from getting that, which then is a skill they can apply in any area for the rest of their life. And they can do it in 2.5 days.
That's fascinating, Jack. You know, one of the things that this reminds me of is that it's really about what people are up to in life. You know, you're dead on the money that I happen to have been very well off at the time that I had this epiphany of mine. But you're right. It really had nothing to do with that amount of money. It was really all about me not understanding what I was really here to accomplish and what was it I was really after, and looking at it through a clear lens, or, you know, without the barriers keeping me from doing it. And I just believed at that time in my life that I couldn't possibly let go of the paycheck, because right. my lifestyle had grown up around my paycheck, and certainly I needed to provide for my family, and so on and so on and so on, right?
Yep.
But nowhere in there was there room for me to provide for my family doing something other than what I was doing, right? So
yep.
that was blocked to me by one of these invisible barriers, or probably more than one. And so somehow those got smashed, and I was able to see that, you know, there's a lot of ways that I can do what's really important in my life.
I have had people who have the same scenario you're talking about, but they did need and want more money, and what they were doing wasn't making it for them, their J-O-B or whatever they had. And if they have an invisible barrier, and they do, or that wouldn't be happening,
right.
then when they come to my class to learn how to make more money, this is not a money-making weekend. It's not like
right.
that. It's about you becoming a peak performer, and if making money is something you want to be peak performer in, done deal. You want to
right.
be peak performer in relationships or anything. I don't care. It's all about what's going on between your ears and in your heart, and getting rid of those invisible barriers so you can move forward with data and information, etc. So if they want, anybody who's listening here today, if you want to be a peak performer in any area of your life and not just do it once in a while or once in a blue moon, I can promise you that in one weekend experience called the TZE, I can help you create that money-back guarantee in 2.5 days to be able to function at that level. On one condition, you come wanting to function at that level.
All right, Jack, what's a TZE?
I thought you might ask that. Everybody wants to know. TZE stands for The Zufelt Experience. My last name is Zufelt. I had to come up with a title for what I do, and I couldn't come up with one. I talked to all my students, many of them. I asked them, what do you think we should call this? And the one thing they kept saying to me is, there's no really anything you can label it as. You just got to experience it. Everybody kept saying, you need to experience it in order to be able to put a description to it. So I called it the Zufelt Experience. What will happen is that people who come to my weekend retreat called the Zufelt Experience will have experiences, plural, that will change everything, kind of like your trip to South Africa. It will change everything that's going on between their ears and in their hearts, so that when they leave, they are peak performers. And a good example of that is you cannot read a book or watch a video about basketball or about karate and get good at it.
Right.
If you have a teacher, trainer, coach, or a black belt that's teaching you how to do it, and they're right there with you, you will learn by experience how to get it. You cannot learn how to drive a car by reading a book about it. You got to get in the car. You better have insurance, too, because you might hit a couple things while you're learning. Everybody needs to learn by experience. That's a fast way to learn, but the best way to learn is through someone else's experience, so you're not paying the price with all kinds of accidents and failings. So what I tell everybody is, let's give you an opportunity where you experience several things, like let's identify your core desires, let's identify your barriers, and let's identify what it's going to take to destroy them, and then destroy them like dynamite. We'll just blow them up. So now we understand everything about you, which is, by the way, why I limit the size of my classes. I only allow 20 people to come at a time, 20 paid students at a time. Because I work with each person, and we don't do those silly things like standing on a chair and falling over backwards into people's hands so you can learn faith, or rope tricks and walking on hot coals and sitting in a, you know, knee to knee and holding each other's hands and saying, I think you're awesome. We don't do silly things like that. It isn't needed. There's a better, faster way. this experiential.
And something
it's
less
not
embarrassing.
A lecture. Huh?
Something less embarrassing.
And yeah, no embarrassing. Nobody does anything they don't want to do. It just I don't believe in that. I do not believe in the idea of having to tear somebody up and tear them down before you can build them back up. There's a lot of people out there that do that, and it started with EST, and I'm not like that at all.
Right.
I do not believe you have to tear anybody down. I wasn't torn down. No, my mentors helped me. They didn't tear me down. They built me up from whatever I brought to them.
Right.
And I learned by personal experience on how to identify what was holding me back. I'm going to put a little bold statement out here. I had a little help from on high to help me see clearly what was holding me back. I now call them invisible barriers. And once I understood what those invisible barriers were, I had to destroy them. Like self-esteem. I had no self-esteem when I was raised as a young boy. I came into the world after I got out of high school with zero self-esteem. Here's why. I barely got out of school. The teachers passed me, they told me this, to get rid of me. I was raised on the Navajo Indian Reservation in Arizona. I was the only white boy in my class, and all the Indians hated me because I was white. I'm pretty clear on what it feels like to be prejudiced against because of skin color. And because we, you know, did bad things to the Native Indians. And can you imagine now why I went to become a black belt? Because they beat me up nearly every day of my life. And my self-esteem was in the toilet. My dad hated the fact that I was a coward. He even told me so. He said, "I can't believe I got a coward for a son," with such disdain. I was not loved. I did not like it. My father beat me. I had no self-esteem. I certainly had no money. Major invisible barriers, and yet I went on to become what I am, and my self-esteem issues went away. How is that possible? Truth. The truth will set you free. And I've learned those truths. Now I get to pass them on, and it won't take anybody 25 or 20 years like it did me. It can happen in 2.5 days at a TVE. TVE, the Zufeld Experience, and I'm sure that there's a link that we can tell somebody. Go read more about it if you want. There's a gazillion testimonials. Everybody from Norman Vincent Peale, Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, Chicken Soup for the Soul guys, Jay Abraham, Art Linkletter. I mean, many, many people out there who are very famous, very successful, have endorsed me in what I teach. Not just the President of the United States. I mean, a lot of people. I shouldn't say just. That's a pretty good thing.
That's pretty good, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we've got some testimonials here.
Yeah?
You know, we've got a testimonial.
Marnie must have gotten that to you. Good. What,
yes,
you have
right.
one there?
I do. I have one from Dana Burton, one of your previous participants.
Yeah.
And what Dana says is, I'll read it off, and I'm going to quote it here. "Attending the TZE is one of the best decisions I ever made. I was at a point in my life where I felt stuck. Initially, the cost of the weekend made me hesitate. However, Jack's concepts are so unique and powerful that I really felt that this was something different and that I needed to experience it. It was worth every penny plus a whole lot more. I found the key to unlock the chains I had wrapped myself in. The Zufeld Experience is an amazing, powerful experience. Run, don't walk, to the Zufeld Experience.
Oh, cool.
You truly can have the life you want." It's signed Dana Burton.
Wow. That's awesome.
And I have one too here, Jack. I'm just going to read out. This one is from Kevin Wilkie. He's a business owner for Nitro Marketing. He says, "I learned more in this one weekend on how to achieve everything I want in my life, even in areas that I have struggled, than in any of the hundreds of books, tapes, or seminars I've invested in the past. Jack has an amazing ability to turn anyone with the desire to be a peak performer into one. If you have that desire, then you sincerely owe it to yourself to be at the Zufeld Experience." And Jack, would you just tell people the three phases that you offer? Because the third phase is pretty unique, and I want people to hear about that tonight.
Okay, thank you. And I'm glad you got those testimonies. That's great, Marnie. Way to go. The TZE Weekend Retreat is in three phases. Phase one is the day you sign up for it, I'm going to send you my book and CDs as part of the program so you can begin to learn terminology and methodology and mindsets before you ever get to the course. It's part of it. I'll send that out to you immediately. Phase two is the actual 2.5 day weekend, Friday at 5 o'clock until Sunday night at between 6 and 8. 2.5 days of really powerful, intense, life-changing experiences. And you like me to focus on phase three, Marnie, because you know now what I do. You think it's the best part of it. Well, it's an awesome part. I think the weekend itself is the best part, but you love this one. Phase three. Most people do not do this who do any kind of trainings like this. I do not want to just have you come and after Sunday night I say, God bless, wish you well, goodbye. I will stay involved with each student, all 20 of them, for 5 months, personally answering questions and working with them, no less than an hour a month, whatever they need, times 20 people. I will make sure that if they feel stuck and there's something they learned in the class and they need a refresher on, they can pick up the phone and have a direct line to me, and I will work with them. I don't just wish them well and say bye-bye, good luck.
Wow. That's amazing. That's really awesome.
That has a cost to it that is pretty high. You know, when people spend a lot of money with me to learn how to get what they want, like I teach people how to launch speaking careers. They come and spend one day with me, $20,000 one day. If they want me to speak at a seminar, I was just in Singapore, 6,000 people in the audience, major company hired me. My fee is $17,500 for 2 hours or less. So to have me spend that much time with somebody afterwards, times 20 people, is extraordinary and quite expensive if you were to pay me what these guys pay me. But I know that I can't get my message out to the masses for those kind of figures because the masses can't afford it. So I made a price for the weekend retreat so low that virtually everyone can afford to be there. I even have an installment plan if somebody's struggling with the money. It's only $2,497. $2,497. It's not expensive to come spend 2.5 days with me with these kinds of guaranteed money-back results. And by the way, it is guaranteed. If by Saturday at noon you don't like what you're experiencing, all you got to do is say so. You walk out, and I will, as soon as the class is over and can get to a checkbook or gives you a credit on your credit card within a week, I'll have your money back to you. No questions asked for the course. I've never had to do that, you guys, just so you know. Marnie, you guys know that I've not had to pay back any money in 20 years. So that guarantee for me means it's a comfort level for the listeners who don't know me, but it means not much to me because I've never had a failure. That's why I'm confident about it.
You know, Jack, I'm watching the clock, and I don't want to make us run too long here, but I do think this is an important point to make, and so I'd appreciate you letting me make it. You know, the fact that you have these three phases and that you basically immerse people in the principles beginning with phase one so that you're establishing a foundational understanding of the principles of what you're going to be teaching and showing them in the workshop. And then, of course, you deliver those in obviously a consistent and powerful manner. So, you know, by the time you've finished with phase two, you in effect have a mutual language, a mutual understanding, a communication mechanism, a foundational mechanism with each of these 20 students because you worked with them individually. You're not dealing with a mass of, you know, thousands of people. And then the third phase, you know, might be, you know, where you're really crystallizing those principles and you're helping them actually put that into real application in their life. I mean, that is just such an incredibly powerful model for imparting this information on people, and I just wanted to make sure people understood that that's really what is so unique about what you've done here. It's a very powerful mechanism for helping people implement the changes in their lives that are going to knock down those barriers and deliver the peak performance they're looking for.
Thank you. And, you know, we only allow 20 paid students, but here's something that I'm really, really sold on. I want you guys to write down this website. It's www.zufeltexperience.com. My name is spelled Z as in zebra, U, and then the word felt as in material. Zufeltexperience.com. But here's what I'm going to tell everybody listening tonight. If you come and if you have a spouse, if you're married, he or she can come for free. I'm really interested in making sure marriages are not only strengthened but become extraordinary. So if you want to bring your spouse, if they want to come, no extra charge. And so I'll promise them the same hour as well, because I treat each person in that class separately. It is not a marriage class, although marriages can be enhanced dramatically. It's not a marital class, although I have a lot of married couples come, but that's not why they come. They come to get more out of life. And I will then work with both of them for the next 5 months, not 1 hour for the two of them, but 1 hour each, because they're each individual students that weekend. And I know for a fact that some of you are going to have questions that you might want to ask that are kind of personal. After this call is over, I'm going to give you my phone number, and I want you to know that I'm going to hang around the phone, and you can call me directly tonight and ask any questions you want, and I will answer them and explain whatever it is you need explained so that you're comfortable in signing up. But I will warn you that we're going to give the website away, or we just did give the website address, and it's possible this class will fill before I get through talking with you. If you call me and the line's busy, understand I've already got somebody else on the line. I will call you back tonight. If you call me, leave a message and a number, and I'll call you back to answer any questions you have about why you should be here, what your personal desires are, etc. Here's my phone number, 303. I'm in Colorado, 303-741-9025. 303-741-9025. As soon as we've finished with this call, I'm going to hang around for 30 minutes. Call me if you want. But also, I want you to know that we have a winner we're supposed to give something to tonight. Right, Marnie?
Yep, you got it. Well, Jack, you're incredibly generous with your time as always. These TZE weekends are my favorite to promote because they are incredible, life-changing experiences for everyone who attends. And it isn't hype, the 20 seats, you guys. It is real because Jack is really investing his time in an incredible value. He's generously giving away hundreds of dollars of value of his products in phase one, and then just unbelievable value of his time in phase three, never mind what you experience in the weekend. So we do always sell out, and we would love to have you attend. So if you have any questions that can't be answered at the website, which is zufeltexperience.com, please do give him a call at 303-741-9025. And I will be emailing the winner of the books. It's both of Jack's best-selling books. And this is from, it's a wireless caller from San Diego, California, A. Pope is our random draw tonight. So congratulations, and I'll be in contact with you after this call. And, Jack, we're going to let you go so people can start calling in, because I know right away people start calling in on the phone. And thank you again for your time. Marnie, thank you.
I appreciate you putting this together. And, Steve, I so appreciate your perfection and your profession and your ability to make this happen. I really admire you as well. Thanks a lot for helping me make this happen with the people who know and love you.
Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate you sharing what you have and for providing the opportunity you're providing for the people I had join us tonight. So thanks a lot for that.
All right. I'm standing by. Phone's going to be start ringing shortly. God bless everybody. 741-9025. Good night, Marnie. Good night, Steve. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jack.
Good night.
Good night, Marnie.
And thank you, Steve, as well. It's always fantastic to connect with success-minded individuals like yourself. And once again, for everyone on the call, this is about to end. You can revisit the video if you're on visiting via webcast. There's the link there if you missed that. And the number is 303-741-9025. And the website is zufeltexperience.com. That's ZUFELTExperience.com. Have a wonderful night, everyone, and congratulations. And I'll see you in Denver. Take care.
Thanks, Marnie. Thanks, everybody. Take care.